All participants are now unmuted.
Well, Chad, Bert, Ian sort of went through a routine there, and we're going to have to create some solid shows, so have at it. I don't think Bert's there, so you can start, Chad.
I just tuned in like halfway through the first hour when Ginny and Greg were on, so I don't know who was on the phone.
Yeah, that left you an hour and a half to listen to.
I know, I'm asking who was on before that.
Just Ginny. It was just Ginny. Ginny being buffeted about by Ion.
Oh, okay. I thought Jermaine was on before because in the chat line somebody said, nice job, Jermaine, so.
No, I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I heard Susanna and Bert and talking about the Queen. The analysis of One Night in Bangkok was good. That's a song that Ion has mentioned many times, but I don't know if anybody ever went into it like that.
No,
so
never
it's cool how Ion has said, like, every piece of media that's ever out there is guided by them pointing us towards ascension,
yeah,
towards the ascended state. And
hey,
also,
Bert,
I thought of how it's interesting that Prince Charles can never be in charge in any world. And thinking back to your memo to Prince Charles and how you overthrew him on the secret.
Yeah, look at that memo. I got the holy office. I got charts. I go through the last 150 years. I really lay it out in that memo. 1987.
Yeah.
That was, that was the week that Adam Vaughn quit being station manager. Then around that time, I went to the meeting to see the new station manager, say like June 10th, 1987. And that's where I met Mike Dyer, and he asked me if I had ever heard of the Church Sub Genius. And my answer is now still unfolding. 35 years later. So I went on June 17th, I think. 1987 was the first Bob show where I said I was here before the Logos and I'll be here after the Logos. Never been said in any interview ever. Ever.
No, so that moment of you going on the radio for the first time claiming that, have you ever talked to Ion about what effect that first claim had?
Well, not that one, but he said that the 2 points that my performance on CKLN hurt a lot of people's brains. It hurt a lot of people, fucked a lot of people up. And then the other thing was the salvation for those hurt brains was the aliens heard me. And just like with Hitler, they recognize genius. This guy, we've got to go see this guy. So they're now showing up because they heard me on the radio in the 80s. That would be a different gang than, I guess, the ones, or maybe they all heard it in the 30s. And then the ones that we know as the Pentagon aliens are the ones that showed up and got involved in Nazi Germany, then went over to the Pentagon, who are now locked down in Washington, blowing up the Capitol building, threatening anybody who comes nearby, don't mess with them, as they figure out how to handle the giant armada coming out of the fifth gate any day now.
Mm-hmm.
Not the fifth gate, the eastern gate. Yeah, coming out of the eastern gate. Meanwhile, every night, and maybe every other night, I go out to the walk, and as soon as I step into visibility from the side of the house, I see the cat's bum. The cat is dashing to the end of the wall. Like, that cat is so afraid of me. I don't know what's going on with that cat. It never...
He's one of the ones that got his brain hurt when you went on CKLN.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, he's been very relaxed for months. Now he's not. He's very uneasy, very nervous. And did I talk about the car that came one night, Bert?
Yes. Yes, you did, Bob. That stopped.
Well,
I said it was the other aliens. The other aliens, right?
Yeah, Ion said it was the Pentagon aliens. I don't know, 3 days later, I'm there, and I walk out the side of the house. You know, I can do my 37 steps to the wall. But, like, at step 22, I get on the pavement of the little roadway where cars go along within the compound. And I stepped on there, and I looked to the left, and this lit-up lights, floodlights of a car come running out of the bush, the same bush where I saw that couple, the alien couple, and where the car came from before. But it looked like it was landing, you know, from another portal. And it cruises along and passes me and keeps going, and I keep looking at it. And then eventually it seems to slow down. I see the red lights of the back of the car, and then it seems to stop. So I walk up there, quickly walk towards it. When I get there, it's turned around again. I wasn't sure if I saw it being turned around the first time, but this time it definitely was turned around. And I don't know how it does that, because without me seeing the light showing that, it just turned around in the dark, even though the lights are still on. So when I get there, the lights are off, and I stood there in a standoff with it, and nothing is happening in the car. There's nobody in it, nobody walking around it, just there. So I stared at it for a while, and then I decided to walk back, and I finished my routine. Then I went up and I went in the house and called JW. I said, the car's there again. He says, yeah, we know. I said, what is that? What's going on? And he says, well, he started to imply it was the angels. The angels they're getting close, Bob. They know you're around there, but they can't see you. And you can't see them, or I can't see an angel. I can see the car, but it's probably good I can't see them, because then they might be able to see me. So there's this interesting standoff where they are in the area, but they need to be more precise to do with their thing. But they have figured out, in general, where I am in the fifth gate. So it's getting down to the wire, and it's very tight. All the forces are lining up for that magic moment. And I've got to get into the vehicle without getting nabbed by the angels. But there's that car sitting there. So
now the angels are driving cars. So now the angels have cars. That's funny you say that, Bob, because reviewing my notes, I have a note where I am saying that we're not aware that angels are driving around us. They're always there around. So what we think about angels is not the common thing. It reminds me of the angel that I ran into in a bistro in Zurich 3 years ago.
They're around. They had to get in a car to break the gate, fifth gate.
Mm.
So what was that like, the angel you met in the bistro?
It's wild as shit, Chad. It's wild as shit, because I ordered, and it took my order, but the way it looked at me was like, what the fuck is this? I mean, it just like, really, this eyes, you know, it was a really a weird feeling, and I didn't, because it smiled at me like a shit-eating grin, and I just looked at it. I didn't respond. I just looked at it and said, ordered a half of a chicken and a roll, but I didn't respond to it.
And you wonder why a clerk would be doing that.
Right. I mean, it came off and made me think homosexual, but it was even more than that, because their eyes really like lit up, and I just felt something weird in my stomach, and I just looked at it and just took my order and walked away. But I never saw it again, because I went, that was a regular lunch place that I went, and I never saw it again.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, actually, it's not far from where I met you and Kate, where we ate, remember we ate lunch at that little restaurant in that location in 2017?
You mean we had the full lunch, or the place where we just grabbed pizza by the water?
No, full lunch, the full lunch. It's not far from there. It was not far from there, okay.
So Ian said that car was floating. It wasn't touching the ground. The wheels weren't touching the ground. So he said, if you go out there, you won't be able to see any tracks or where it turned around. You won't see it in the grass. So I checked the next day. Yep, there was no evidence of any wheels going along the pathway, the concrete golf cart route.
Yeah, Bob, not to disclose the time you do it, but that's really strange to encounter a car at that time.
Yeah, like they, yeah, it's ridiculous. It's in the, you know, the dark, the depths of the night. Nobody's up. I've never seen any lights on. The one time a guy was in his garage just down the street pretending to do stuff, and I later asked him, was that an alien? Yes, Bob. No human would be up at that hour. That was an alien watching you. And he was there fucking around tinkering with his car. His garage lights were on. So then a new development happened. A few days ago, two houses down, up in the second floor, there's a whole bedroom, like a bedroom scene, a bedroom light on. And I'm saying, what's going on up there at this hour? So I kept looking to see if somebody was looking out at me. But no one ever showed up. And I think the next day it was kind of open, like still. And then the next night it was still shining. Nobody was doing anything in there or sleeping and keeping with the light on. So very odd lighting thing. So I mentioned to Ion today, or to JW, I didn't talk to Ian today, but I mentioned JW, and he goes, oh, and we didn't have time to go into it. So he implied he had stuff to say, but we didn't then. So, but anyways, that's a new phenomenon. This light, one place is on now, constantly, with the fan going around. So what's going on in that room?
Mm.
It's so funny, the cat. You have to realize the cat was always sitting there, very calm. I'd come and look at it, get real close, and we'd stare at each other real close. That went on for months. Now, as soon as I show up, it starts running to the end and dives into the bushes. So I go down there to see if that's where I'm supposed to go, because Ian said the cat's showing you where to position yourself. So I do that, but nothing ever happens so far.
That's strange that the cat is there every time that you go out, Bob.
No, not every time. It's irregular. It's sometimes every other. Then there might be a week off. Then they're back. They were regular for many months and just sitting there always in the same spot.
Okay.
But they've become erratic the last 2 or 3 months.
Mm.
It's become erratic.
Mm. And this cat name's Timmy, right?
What?
Cat's name is Timmy.
Yeah, that's what Ian said, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that was your last private session.
Yeah.
Timmy.
I haven't absorbed that. I apologize. The private session wasn't up this week. I forgot to send it to Ed what was that? 2 Saturdays ago. Or what is this? A week and a half ago, I guess it would be that Saturday. And I just sent it last night. So it's up there if you want to hear the last one. So we would appreciate to hear some commentary from the monks among us. The monks who are
amazing
studying scripture.
Session. Amazing.
Hey, who says that?
Alyssa.
Alyssa. And you think James Brown is the devil, do you think?
322 elements in your chart.
Yeah. And I didn't do that. Just one day, years ago, I said, I'm going to count every element. And so I was getting there at 319. Holy shit, 320? 320. What? 322? The skull and bones number. Also the year Aristotle died.
Yeah, I have a question for Ian on that, because they kind of led in your private session that it's like the 320, there's 322 pluses in the angel diagram, but they confirmed to me in 2020 that there's 135, so I've got to follow up on that.
Well, that's the old world, you know. I did a lot of lying back then, clipping, editing, worried that we couldn't take it.
Yeah, Bert, I was going to ask if there's 322 protons.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
I said something about that, and they said, yeah, there's 322, but they didn't say what it was, did they?
Right.
They just said there was the same number in the angel diagram.
Right, 322 will bring you to the 7 names, and then they tell Carolyn that she's got to go through the tiny note and the big note, And then there's another. They bring the 322 back around.
Are you saying, you telling us the answer it gave when I asked?
Yeah, I'm reading my notes.
They mentioned Carolyn as part of the answer.
They were talking to Carolyn about the 322.
In the angel diagram.
Okay. They called it pulses.
Yeah. See, what I did, I counted every little item. Some things that are capital letters, some are small letters. But you'd have to go around, you'd have to count every little symbol in the 12th ring, you know, that mathematical ring with all the ratios. You have to count each one of those. That's what I did. You count each particle. Then you have to count all the little plus signs or whatever it was for the protons. And then the words and titles.
Wait, when you said you counted, Bob, did you count the angel diagram or your tiny note chart?
Tiny note chart.
Yeah. Okay.
The angel diagram when I counted that.
Okay. So what are all the little things that you're talking about on your tiny note?
Every little item, every little word.
Like the little chiasmus dot, dot, dots for the arrows, or just all of the word elements?
Words. All the nouns.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you wouldn't think there's 322 in there, but there is.
Yeah, no, I wanted to count it. It's on my radar to count that.
But you weren't shaped. Yeah. You weren't shaped to do it.
Oh, it's on my very long to-do list.
Yeah, your to-do list. Yeah, it's going to be a lousy, foggy, rainy day where you're all blown out anyways, and nothing you can barely do. Then you would lazily count.
That's going to be exciting. That's not lousy. That's exciting. That's like turn on the Christmas lights and count Bob's chart. What else? I'm just seeing what other stuff there is about.
James Brown was Devil Tunes to you?
I was teasing you because you're the dark soul.
Well, Carolyn came over and said something to me, and it was similar to what I said. Look at this. Look what Alyssa wrote. And you had just typed posted, and then she came over. Would you come over and tell me, Carolyn? No, you were responding to the devil music, a theme like that. Well, what's that mean, four times?
Every once in a while, you'll replay the same.
And she put up four fingers. I said, no, it's the third time. But she said something else. That's why I pointed out to what you said, Alyssa. The Carolyn had the same thought. She won't admit it now, but she did. Else I wouldn't have pointed out your post.
Yeah, let's see. There's so much in the private session.
But see, what's striking me for the first time
through that.
Striking me for the first time is I spelt out in memo to Prince Charles the technical reasons there would be nothing for him by the time he got there.
Yeah.
I go through all the homeopathic phases.
Yeah, I've got to reread it. It's very colorful.
Yeah, it's got tetrads for each holy office. Everything's all laid out.
Put it on the to-do list.
Yes. I read it years ago, but now I just started reading it when you posted. I'm like, I got to read this again because it's very pertinent at this point.
Yeah,
time now.
Right.
I told him the Bob knowledge ground of why I quoted from Finnegan's Wake. I said, his days are over, it says, but his doubles are sure to come. Something like that is what I put in the beginning of the memo for about him from Finney's Way. His doubles are sure to come, something like that.
Yeah.
And then I go build it up from there. So it's quite a treatise. You know, as open now, I've been doing this for thousands of years, so I do a major treatise about once every 300 years. You know, I make a statement here. Here's what we've noticed the last 300 years.
Oh. And naturally, he didn't respond, right? He didn't respond to your memo.
No, he got in trouble. The album came out in 92, in April 92, and by June, his bride was exposing him in her first biography that Andrew guy wrote. And she talked about throwing herself down the stairwell and anorexia, vomiting, all that stuff. That was June 92. And Nelson, I think, had made an ad a week or two before that. And he had a picture of, because of the memoir of Prince Charles, he had a picture of the lady Diana and said, I must get Bob's album. That's what he had. He had her, a picture of her as a cartoon saying that. And then a couple weeks later, her whole exposure thing came out. So, of course, we saw that as a major synchrony.
Hmm.
Well, Bob, it's interesting in your memo to Prince Charles, you start out talking about how his mother was listening to Churchill address Britain on national radio during the war, and then you reference his vocal double was very effective in mobilizing the English language against the German threat.
Yeah, not the people. I was quoting McLuhan. No. Churchill mobilized the English language against Hitler.
Yeah, and then you say that you're going to do your utmost to make this challenge for your tenure as clear as possible, and then you quote the Finnegan's Wake.
Yeah, double.
Quote.
I basically say, you probably won't make it, but maybe your doubles will be okay. We'll see.
And then you say that the double stressor stuff in the Global Theater with much anticipation since 1945, and in parentheses you say the word doubles in this case takes on a bottom-up slant and refers to man's extensions, his technological environment. But it's almost like a double entendre now because there's so many doubles that are actually doubles of people, global leaders, right now.
And doubles of environments. That's homeopathic.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't had a development in computers for 50 years. It's just homeopathic replays of the same template done tinier and faster or storing more. But the format of the computer hasn't changed. It's been just doubled.
But would you say that there's been, wouldn't you include the tech body as an innovation or as a
oh, yeah, it ends up with the tech
evolution.
Body. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't know it would be the tech body form at the time. I just knew it would get tinier and more powerful. I call it homeopathic replays or retrievals or cliche probes.
Mm-hmm. Ah, interesting.
But the tech body is like a hologram because it's the whole information environment that you're inside of. So that's like a hologram.
And that's what I refer to today, saying that all our reality is based up, is nothing, is all this. It's all this doubles.
Yep.
It was interesting in the private session, too. Ion was talking about the words that they weren't ready to say about the valence and valence. And they said that will affect the ionosphere because all the mystery ground is expelled, not exposed.
Mm-hmm.
So expelled meaning forced to leave. So the mystery ground is being forced to leave. And this, I didn't get what Ian was saying here, but they say a lot.
When did they say this?
In private session.
Recently?
Yeah, you last
year. Yes, yep, September 1st.
Yeah, expelled would be eroded. In my mind.
Okay, okay. Right, right. Yeah, not exposed, I guess, was the, like they said expelled, not exposed. And then they say a lot of people depend on that mystery ground to see where they are.
Yeah.
And I didn't get what that was talking about. I didn't, people don't know how they feel. I don't know. You know, they
were oh, they
saying,
don't.
How are you feeling?
They don't take their power. They don't want to know everything. They want to leave a little fun and unpredicted stuff. So they pretend there's stuff they don't understand.
Oh, right. So a lot of people depend
said they're
on
here to,
stuff.
Yeah, I said they're here to expose the mystery body and therefore it wouldn't be a mystery anymore. So you wouldn't be able to hide in that.
Yeah.
That's romance.
Okay.
The the romantic, general term, the romance of faraway, yeah, mysterious places.
Right, 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 right. Oh, yeah, I totally was raised with that sentiment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or would you say the esoteric as well, Bob?
What'd you say? I got to get on the other thing. I can't make out what you're saying. What'd you say?
Hold on. Would you also say that would be the S, that includes the esoteric, exposing all,
yeah,
the esoteric?
Yep. All the stuff that people say, I can't understand that, or I'll never figure that out, or that's just too weird. You know, all that kind of, mm-hmm, mental laziness.
Did you guys see that TikTok that Bert posted where a guy put a certain frequency on his computer, and then it opened up a portal over his bed, and he could see into another, you know, California or something? Oh, my
that,
God.
That was, say, a bald guy with his the mother served him some meal.
I don't know.
Not that.
I didn't remember the guy, but I remembered,
yeah,
the portal over the bed. And, man, speaking of, like, everything will be exposed. I mean, yeah, it's just, there's no more, the mysteries are eroding, like you said, Bob, eroded.
What did I say?
How the mystery ground is being eroded.
Yeah.
I talk about erosion in the memo to Prince Charles. That word's used in there.
Somewhere.
You got a nice double vocal track right now.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
It's clear. Okay, good.
Much better. Yeah.
So I turned off the phone so there would be no echo. Shouldn't be any. So here's somebody's anonymous. Who's that? There's always an anonymous that won't say who they are. Are you that anonymous? I just unmuted you. Okay, Bert or Chad, what do you guys want to talk about? Or Alyssa? Oh, it's Opie from the earthquake land. Opie had a very busy week, lots of earthquakes.
Yes,
he did. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Opie.
Hi.
I was just looking at the top of your chart.
I have to mute myself.
You had to move because of the earthquakes?
She had to mute herself.
Oh. Well, you know, she said posting earthquakes like every 3 times a day this past week.
Yeah, it's quite a bit.
Wow.
And then it went to Mexico. So Roxy and her sister were talking about it. Her sister said, "Boy, that was very strong." And Roxy said,
"Well, since he felt it,
felt
it."
Audrey felt it, and then Roxy posted 7.4. Then she showed her a picture of her dog who was stretched out. His paws, you know, from the front and the back were flat on the ground. And I think she was showing us that the dog was trying to stay stuck to the ground. It wouldn't stand up. It was so destabilized. That's what the image is, I think, what she's trying to show us.
Chad said something. What do you say, Chad?
Yeah, Chad said something about your chart. He's looking at
the top of your chart, Bob, under the title, you put cyclotron of homeopathic cliche probes.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you could say created or anticipated ion and the effect of the ionic environment. Because a cyclotron is an accelerator of subatomic particles like protons and ions.
Yeah, faster spinning, like Ion's idea of the dream. The guff is like a dream spinning. The last part of the dream spins faster when the tub is empty.
Right. And but the way the cyclotron... Yeah, go ahead.
But let me tell you. You've got to look at the other chart, the bigger chart. Goes back to Ben Franklin, 1750 to 2020. There's a section, second last, at the bottom, it says homeopathic cliche probes, I think. And then it has a flat line, a mystery zone. That is what's taken out and made into the tiny note chart.
You're talking about your formula chart.
Yeah. If you could link to it and they could look at it. But the formula chart has the tiny note chart in it at the bottom. That's where the tiny note chart comes from.
I think I heard you explain that in your talks with Scott.
Yeah.
It's interesting because the way the cyclotron works. Remember Bob, Angela and I lived right next door to one at UBC and you went on a tour of it?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So yeah, Bob and Angela were running around the cyclotron. But anyway, they used it.
We met with the physicists, one of the guys there in the lobby. We talked to him for a while.
Right. And the big cyclotron that they have there, the main one, is called Ion Dragon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that,
anyway,
is that what corporate CERN name? Is?
Pardon?
Is that a corporate name, Chet? Ion Dragon, is that a corporate machine making term or just British Columbia's term?
I think it's what they named it in British Columbia.
Wow.
Yeah, all the different machines. They have a few different machines there that are responsible for different things, but the one that, I guess, the source of the ions that go into the cyclotron, the thing that sources the ions, it said Ion Dragon on the side of it. When you take the tour, you can see that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Is that what CERN is? Is this the same as what CERN is?
No, I think it's like, the cyclotron is a more like rudimentary precursor to what CERN is.
Okay.
They use it at UBC.
Uh-huh.
At the University of British Columbia, they're using it to create, medical isotopes. For nuclear medicine. So they have the, cyclotron.
Radiation?
And then, like 300 meters down the road or something, 500 meters down the road, they have a hospital. And they have this thing they call the rabbit line, and it goes between the cyclotron building and the hospital. And because of the half-life, they have to produce the isotopes and then stick them in the rabbit line and shoot them down 500 meters to the hospital, where the hospital takes it and uses it in their nuclear medicine imaging or whatever they're doing.
Hmm.
Yeah, our technology homeopathizes those big operations. When our stuff comes out, they're gonna say, how the hell did they get that power with such a little box? And we're trying to make something. You see, they're aberrated. They're operating from an inefficient level, so they're gonna make this huge environment, and we're gonna do better with a little. They're gonna be quite disturbed by that.
Disrupted.
Yeah. Yeah, that disruption's happening right now.
And it's interesting too how the cyclotron works. The ion source is at the center of the cyclotron, and if I recall correctly from my tour, the cyclotron is like a huge pair of magnets. And I mean, like we stood on top of it in another room on a concrete slab. And I think from the center outwards, I think the radius was probably like, I don't know, 20 meters, 30 meters or something like that. So it's this huge pair of magnets. And at the center of it.
Yeah, I remember that. You're describing what I saw, right? Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. I took the tour a different time. You went with Angela. I couldn't make it because I had some business thing. So. It's the two magnets, and the ion source comes up in the center of the two magnets, and it starts to spin from the inside out, it spirals out. So it's similar to how the tiny note chart spun out of the big note chart with those three dots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I've never thought of that place till now. You're describing it. It's like it made no impression on me. All these regular science things, they don't impact my memory or anything. It's like they're nothing. I know it. So I don't pay attention.
Yeah.
Well, that whole university does things that will be obsolete and disrupted by what you, Carolyn and Ion, are doing. I mean, it's all the rearview mirror.
We are the only thing going forward on the planet today.
Yeah, that's pretty clear.
That's being recognized. Nobody else is allowed to have any money because they can't produce anything of relevance. And you can't operate under the old laws. The acceleration of trillions has gone beyond anybody's ability to measure it anymore. So it's useless. So anybody operating within that medium of money or the way of measuring wealth that way is eliminated. That's why all the big guys are gone too. They evaporated themselves.
And that's only... so cool, Bob. You've been saying that for years, and it's happening.
Yep.
Oh my God.
It's actually so happening.
Cool. Yeah. Wow.
JW can't even control himself. I have to do my damnedest to control. He's fucking goofy with the. He says, "Bob, I never really believed anything you said, but holy fuck! I can't fucking believe this. I went, what the fuck?" He says he doesn't think. He says he has to keep busy doing stuff, meeting with people, going through the motions just to keep busy because he can't think about it.
Yeah, yeah. But Bob, you know what Ion says. When Bob starts sounding, you know, like he's making sense, that's when we've really got a problem. I don't relate to that because Ion says that, you know, when Bob starts making sense, now we've got a real problem on our hands. You know, the shit really hit the fan.
Yeah, that's this weekend. We got to go through the shit fan thing for some reason.
Okay.
Humans want, they have to have a disaster. They must deserve any improvement. You know, they have to pay for it. That's the big psychology.
Okay. I was just listening to Revelation chapter, the revealed chapter, again, chapter 19 and 20, or 18 and 19, and then 20. And it talks about how the little man needs to have this, going through this shit fan, and it kind of lays out a bit of the drama of that clearly.
Yep. And that's why people sin. So they can be redeemed. They have to go through the drama of being forgiven or whatever redemption is.
Mm-hmm. So, Bob, I remember... Oh, can you? Hello?
What? Yeah, you hear you. We heard you.
Okay. Sorry, hold on. Switch phones. So, I recall Ion saying something to Carolyn as an aside during, I can't remember if it was during a private session or not, but said something about what if the stock market stops, just goes away or stops.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Is that something that we can look forward to for the
24th? Yeah, I think so. All forms of measurement collapse. That's the end of Western civilization.
Wow. And by the way, Ion is posting on the chat.
They are?
He complains about it, but we get to see it. It's not as bad as he claims it is.
Well, they're posting posting YouTubes, and the last one they posted was when you said about what you were just talking about. They posted One More Fight, a music video by Lipstick and Cocaine. Or Kaz Hawkins.
One More Fight.
One More Fight.
Yeah, that's the one that in Nostradamus, I'm overlooking the plains of Belgium where Napoleon and Waterloo happened, that kind of area. And I found out that I'm not conducting the battle, I'm watching someone else fight a battle for me.
Hmm.
And that's the area of the Antichrist, with Leopold.
What are you talking about, Bob?
Nostradamus. It's a prediction about me.
Oh. That you're looking over a fight.
Yeah, and it says I'm at a battle. So I said, am I in a battle there? He says, no, you're on the side watching it. So I extrapolated I had someone else do it. you know, Bert and Chad, they had to go in there and fight on my behalf. I wasn't going to get my hands dirty.
Can you say it's Leopold doing the fighting and being in the battle?
Yeah, the Antichrist. I take on the Antichrist.
Oh.
My old high school buddy. You know, but there's some old grievances there, some bad dance fights that happened. He never got over it.
Doesn't Ion say that Leopold is ascended?
Remember what Ion said about Jeff Bezos, that he was humiliated by his girlfriend in high school, and that's why he's being what he is, an asshole, trying to get revenge.
Oh, wow. It all came back to that, stemmed from that, huh?
It all comes from when, I remember Cosmo Winters or somebody saying, in the period of 18 to 25 is when, it seems more males, but can be both, is the danger period. That's when youth gets tested or blows it or makes a mistake in the period 18 to 25. That's when the intensity, you're most sensitive to what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it happened to you, Alyssa. You never recovered until you came here. Yeah. And then you came here to be healed. We had to heal you from your mistake.
I'm not a dog. No, but yeah. didn't Ion say that Leopold the Second was ascended?
He's still alive.
I don't know if they're ascended or immortal. I think it was immortal.
He was immortal. Yeah, that's the vampire kind of thing. But, you know,
speaking of cocaine.
I was thinking that, you know, JW is determined. He said this before Ion. I said, what do you want or something? And he said, I'd like to rebuild Solomon's temple, something like that. But then another time he said his goal is to buy Balmoral. And, I think Ion has talked about this.
Yes.
So that's always been there. So I was thinking lately, he'd be the one guy that the Queen could sell Balmoral to because he knew the secret. He knew the secret and he would keep it. So I understood we weren't supposed to talk about it. And Ion blew it this week, so JW ain't gonna get no Balmoral now, thanks to Ion. they sell it to JW because he'll keep the secret, and he knows the secret, so that's what you want. How are you going to find someone to buy it and then try to hide the fact you and your husband are still alive? So I thought that's why we're going to be quiet about it. So then I laid this out, so I had to come up with another instant rationalization so I can keep the world sane. So I said, to topple King Charles. The answer just channeled me immediately. Oh, we have a problem, Bob.
We've got a
fuck up here. Yeah, that way you ain't going to get the Balmoral. What do you say, Bob? Now you go, King Charles. The answer just comes to me immediately. The total slack. I never thought of it once before that instant. Then all of a sudden, there's the answer.
Is Balmoral the same as Sandringham?
Beg your pardon?
Is Sandringham the same place as Balmoral?
No.
Oh, okay.
Balmoral is a huge place.
50,000 acres.
Yeah. And Ion said that Balmoral is the one piece of real estate that is not owned by the crown. And isn't that the one that the
Elizabeth
Queen
personally.
Mom bought?
No, wait, what are you saying, Bert? Bert might know something.
It's owned by, Ion put that out, I believe it was in your last private session, because I have a note on that Balmoral is owned by Elizabeth, not Queen Elizabeth. It's owned by Elizabeth personally.
Oh, cool. Right. And wasn't it purchased by the Queen Mom, her mother, when she was...
Because they had gold. That's where they hid the gold that she got from another world.
Yeah.
At Balmoral.
A gift from Victoria. Uh-oh.
Yeah,
Bob, Ion is blowing up chat.
Is he telling me to stop? Is he yelling, stop, Bob, stop, exposing,
shut the
Bob,
fuck up.
Bob, shut the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see? I
but then they said, a gift from Victoria,
every
and then
every fucking week.
A gift from Victoria,
a gift, what?
Well,
I over there renew my thing.
I unsaid a gift from Victoria.
I unsaid tonight.
Or maybe
about
more.
They're going to lay it out, but you have to put it together. Like, they're not going to... Right? Didn't
well, that's
they say
what
something
I'm,
like
that's
that?
What I'm doing.
You put it together.
Fire. Oh. Oh, so
I
Del
put
Moro
too fast.
Was a... Oh, it was purchased... It was purchased for... From Queen Victoria, or by Queen Victoria. Not Elizabeth's mom. Gosh.
Oh, okay.
Where did I thought I heard something about the Queen Mom buying some property. I don't remember.
Ian, was I supposed to shut up about J.W.?
You asked what you were supposed to shut up
yes.
about.
Yes, I blew it. Now, that means I get Balmoral now. I get
Balmoral. What? What did I fuck up about?
No, I
said in Saudi cap.
In Saudi
cap. Saudi capital letters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I always try to be a good boy, but I always blow it.
Speaking of cocaine, a hank of pearls, white pearls, looks like... 144,000 double helix strands.
What was that again?
A hank of pearl. Remember, Ian was talking in with Susanna tonight about one night in Bangkok.
Yeah.
And the hank of pearls, it looks like 144,000 double helix strands.
Look, I just lost my $1 trillion. I got cut out. I'm just a bridesmaid. Really a bride. I just had fun.
That
fucking Jasper, he's just an idiot hanging out there trying to pick away at sore spots. Have you noticed that?
No.
No.
He says... Okay, talks in the paper that Charles will move back to Buckingham Palace. Does that mean your alien mates are moving out? See the snarky tone? Our alien
yeah.
mates. Ian goes, no! You need to go through. He's making snarky questions all the way through, all during the show.
Lame. Don't care.
It's probably a Pentagon alien. Yeah,
Bob,
there's
remember?
No lights on.
Oh, you're looking to see the light,
Buckingham
but
Palace.
You...
There's no lights on in Buckingham Palace. So I'm saying to Jasper, why would he move in? There's not going to be any lights on there. So, you were trying to say something?
I was riffing on the Pentagon and how Bob connects that to your Pentad. And it reminded me of something about how the Pentagon was built in a crazy quick amount of time, like an inhuman amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
same
that's important.
With... Yeah, mm-hmm. same with the... Same with the world, the Twin Towers. Bob, I remember having a conversation with you when I was in Vietnam where I was like, I think there's something fucked up about the world Twin Towers. Like
yeah.
some sort of alien connection or I don't get like, you know, I was tracing who was in charge of building them because Ian kept mentioning a couple times like there's no history about it or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those really have a lot more context now since Ian brought out the whole alien thing.
And, yeah, I was talking about the other day, you weren't here, that explains why they never, while we were there in 2001, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, there was a lot of yelling at Governor Pataki because he didn't honor the thing and rebuild it or whatever they were supposed to do, and they couldn't solve it. They couldn't do anything, which seemed odd. And then they eventually put up a fucking searchlight. That's all they put up, a beam.
Right.
And now we know why. It was built by other worlds, and nobody here knows how to build it or repair it or make anything stand there.
Ground Zero. Talking about Ground Zero, Bob?
Yeah. It can't be... You know, it totally makes sense now. They can't rebuild the Hoover Dam. They can't rebuild anything. The alien shell.
And they can't
make a proper monument for the World Trade Center.
I have made a side reference that the big dogs, meaning your boys, are going to destroy the Pentagon also.
Yeah. Well, that's what's happening. The Pentagon aliens are puny compared to the big guys coming through the Eastern Gate. And they're doomed. They're going to be paste, spam. They're like, you know, the Nazis in the Ukraine trying to organize the Ukrainian people to defend themselves against giant Russia. Now, I might be wrong. The Pentagon aliens might be pretty powerful anyways. They're more powerful than us. I remember Ian said when they fought for the city of Washington, D.C. a couple of years ago, there was not one casualty among the Pentagon aliens when they fired the American military.
There was like a couple thousand killed soldiers.
Yeah. And not one. they can't even find them to shoot them. But I'll never forget how that, I looked over and there was the car. And in retrospect, it swooped in. You know what I mean? It just became visible with the lights right when I stepped into looking over to the left to see where the cat was on the wall. And there were the car lights.
Yeah, Bob, in your description, you said that you said your recent is that the car drove past and you saw the red lights. And then when you walked towards it, suddenly it was already turned around. That sounds strange.
When I got there, it looked like it was turned around. So the second time, the other night, I watched it, and the lights were there, the red lights, it stopped. So I started walking towards it. And if it had turned around, I think it still would have had the front lights on. But if it didn't want that to be seen, it turned them off. But then the car, to me, as I got closer, didn't move. And then when I got there, it was turned around. So it's like it did it interdimensionally or something. It's blatantly impossible, the effect of it turning around. It all of a sudden was turned around. Why be turned around? And it just did it. And so I asked Ion, should I go back and check it out? No, Bob, don't play with it. You're getting away from it. That's good. You don't want to make a mistake, and then they'll grab you, kick the shit out of you. So I didn't go back. And
that's
now it's been a few days. So they haven't
come
back. Yeah, well, Ian does a satire. You'll hear it on the new private session this Saturday. He talks about me reacting the first time. It's pretty funny. But the... So it hasn't come back for a third time. So I asked Ian about that, and he said, that's good. They've sort of, it's not working. They're not finding me, so they're retreating and recalibrating their strategy or something, you know. It's good that they didn't come a third time.